I have never seen so many guns in one place. This was a day that would go down in our block's history as one to remember for years to come. I was 14 and the youngest of all the boys on the block. I didn't need to be on the block as both my parents were well-accomplished business people. My mother was a devout Christian and my father a Catholic. I attended two of the best private schools in the country, and more importantly, I had both parents in the home, so there was no excuse for me to be involved in any kind of criminal activities. It was all a matter of choice. I will never forget when I walked into my neighbor's yard across the street from where I lived. There were a lot of my homes in the back, and as I got to the rear of the house, I could hear a lot of talking and discussion going on. But it seemed more like arguing, or as we say, rowing. As I turned to go around the rear of the house, I was met with a MAC-10 submachine gun in my face. Holding it was the boss of the crew. We called him Rems. I froze for a few seconds. Then he asked, "You scared, eh?" "Don't worry, man. It ain't loaded." Though his words reassured me, I was still afraid, and even more terrified when he pointed the gun to the ground and fired it. The gunshot echoed in my ears for what seemed like forever. He then looked at me and said absolutely nothing. As I looked around the yard, everyone was busy cleaning or loading their piece. So I asked Mice, because he was the boss's right hand, what was going on. All he said was, "Someone dissed the boss, so we gonna pay him a visit." It had to be serious because the boss never goes on these kinds of runs. I would later find out, after tragedy struck, that someone named Carlos, better known as Double Ugly, had robbed Rems and also made him run for his life. On the streets, that's a no. You get killed for that kind of stuff. For the boss, it wasn't so much about the $40,000 stolen from him, but it was about the disrespect. We had a saying on the block, "It's not money we love, it's the disrespect we do not love, and disrespect is no laughing matter." It was about 7:30 p.m. It was getting dark and Rems said, "Who all going?" "Let's go." Right then he turned and asked me, "You going, bae?" I didn't want to look soft, but at the same time I was still thinking about how close I came to getting shot just a few minutes earlier. I said, "Let me check inside first to make sure my mom is sleeping." At 7:30 I knew she was still awake, but that was my way of getting out of it.